Shalom to all. Today's office is Shine Master Shani Daf Nun Aleph, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words Tani Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Amar and a villain source Daf. It's about halfway through Lamed Amud Aleph, and today's office sponsor Eli Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Gemara tells us Tani, we have a brass Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Oimer Loinischav Yisrael Netar Avai El Acha Arba Sreishana Shava Shekivshu Shava Shechilku. Bnei Yisrael weren't chayv in the halachas of Netar Avai until after the first 14 years in Eretz Yisrael. The first 7 they were conquering, and the next set of 7. They were dividing it up, and it's only after these years that they were chayv in netar avai. Now, Rav Chisra tells us, "Asid Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda avai." Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda goes in the same shita as Rabbi Yehuda, his father. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, just like Rabbi Yehuda said, and we learned this shita yesterday. Lo lamdu netar avai alim ma'aser sheni. That the din of netar avai are learned from ma'aser sheni. Come on, the Tamar, just like we say, in ma'aser sheni b'suria udchavasa in netar avai b'suria. That the same way there's no ma'aser sheni in Suria, there's also no netar avai in Suria, and that was shitas Rabbi Yehuda from yesterday. Well, can Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Amar? Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing. Loy lamdu netar avai el ma'aser sheni, that we learn netar avai from ma'aser sheni, kemad de tamar in ma'aser sheni al achar basrei shana, just like we say that there's no chiyuv of ma'aser sheni until after the first 14 years in Eretz Yisrael, with the chavasah similarly in netar avai al achar basrei shana, there's also no din of netar avai until after those first 14 years in Eretz Yisrael. However, on Rabbi Yosi Lamayr argues and he says, v'hu b'shitas benai, he holds like his son, meaning Rabbi Yehuda could hold like his son, Rabbi Yosi. But Rabbi Yosi does not necessarily hold like Rabbi Yehuda. How do we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yosi? Well, because Surya l'may the marabas Shana. The dinim that apply in Surya are more chamor than the 14 years. Ein arbas reishana l'may dem Surya, but the 14 years can't be learned from Surya. Namely, Surya is more chamor than the first 14 years because we see that things apply in Surya which did not apply during these Yudalad Shana, for example, Meiser. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda could hold like Rabbi Yosi, but not necessarily the other way around. The Gemara continues, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vashana chamishas teichos piri lohaisav l'chem v'goymer. This Pasuk is talking about the 5th year, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili tells us, Harehu kemaisav peres chamishas al peres revias. This Pasuk is adding on, meaning it's making a comparison between the 5th year fruits and the 4th year fruits. What do we learn from here? Ma peres chamishas labalin, av peres revias labalin. The same way the 5th year fruits belong to the owner, meaning the 5th year fruits that grow on the tree are 100% belonging to the owner, so too the 4th year fruits, even though they have a din of netar avai, they're still considered to be mamon bailim and they're not mamon gavaya. Now Rabbi Zeira quotes Rabbi Yasa who says, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, asa Rabbi Yasa Aglili k'Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yasa Aglili just said is like Rabbi Yehuda. K'mod Rabbi Yehuda, isa k'nechasov. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says that it's like his nechasim, meaning just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that revai is considered a person's personal possessions and it's not mamad gavaya, can Rabbi Yehuda Gli, I say kinechasav, so it's Rabbi Yehuda Gli holds that it's his own personal possessions. Now Rabbi Yehuda Balkumi Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yehuda Asafar Rabbi Zeira, can differ mishu I say kinechasav. According to the one who holds that revai is a person's own personal possessions, mahushe chayv meisris, would we say it's chayv in meisr? If it's your own personal stuff, it's mamad hedit, so maybe you have to take meisr off from that revai. So Amar Leh, he told him, Kadar Rabbi Shuba Levi, it's like what Rabbi Shuba Levi said. The Amr of Avim Shem Rishu Ben Levi Loisayf Dvar Halacha Zu. We don't have a full clarity in this halacha. El Kol Halacha Shir Fefes Bezdin. Any halacha which is shaky, it's soft in Bezdin. If Ein Ata Yodei Mativa, and we don't know the clear outcome of it. Say Re'ei Heichat Tzibur Noeg. Go out to the streets and see the way that people are noeg. V'nahog, and that's the way you should act. Banan Chamyon Tzibura Duloy Mefarshin. And we see that the Tzibur, the regular people, the Amoin Am, they do not take off Meiser from Revai, and that's what the din is. However, Ramana asks, Elu Amr Kebe Shamai. These hold like Be Shamai. Do we follow what the tzibur does in a shita of Beishamai? Beishamai is the one who holds that revai is mamon hedyet and it's not mamon gevaya. And we know we don't paskin like Beishamai. So why are we looking to see what people do and saying, oh, must be that's what the halacha is? If they're doing in shita's Beishamai, it doesn't really make a difference. We don't paskin like Beishamai. And therefore, we have a different answer to this question. Nun alfam beis on top. Omer Ravavin, Ravavin says, Klum lamanu netar revai alim ma'aser sheni. We only learn netar revai from ma'aser sheni. Kemad tamar in ma'aser sheni chayv ma'aseris. Udchavasa in netar revai chayv ma'aseris. The same way that Meiser Sheni is not Chavim Meiser, so too Netar Avai is not Chavim Meiser. And we continue the Mishnah. It said, B'shami Arim Yashlai Peret V'chulu. Now Rabba tells the name of Chia B'shem Rabbi Yechanon, Isas Meiser Sheni B'Yushalayim, Krav Meir Peturim Menachala, Krav Yehuda Chayavis B'chala. If a person has dough of Meiser Sheni in Yushalayim, according to Rav Meir, it's Pater from Chala, because Rav Meir holds that Meiser Sheni is Mamun Gavaya, so it's not going to be Chavim Chala, whereas Rav Yehuda, who holds that Meiser Sheni is Mamun Hedyet, will tell us that this dough is Chavim Chala. Now Rav Yehuda clarifies, Loi Amru El B'Yushalayim. This Machlaikis is only in Yerushalayim itself. Habegvulin loy, but it's not a machlekes in the gvulin, which means outside Yerushalayim. Even Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, who holds the Meiser Sheni is mamon hedyet, that's only referring to in Yerushalayim because you're able to eat it there. But since you can't eat Meiser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, so even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a dough of Meiser Sheni that was made outside Yerushalayim is not chayv and chala. Now Rabba Bar Kain, ba'akum Rabbi Yosi, Rabba Bar Kain asked in front of Rabbi Yosi, kedivrei misha mechayv beperet, ma'u shetei chayavas bechala. According to the one who's mechayv revai in peret, and that means it's considered mamon hedyet. So what about Ravaya being chayv and chala. So Amalei, he told him, "V'le Rabbi Yudahi, isn't this shitas Rabbi Yudah? V'savrina meimer kol adah hilchsa Rabbi Yudah kibei shamai." And we know that Rabbi Yudah holds like kibei shamai, and we know that according to kibei shamai, ma'aser sheni would be chayv and chala. So too, Ravaya would be chayv and chala. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.